Luke, the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse. Luke, the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse. And it reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be done or born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Without any further reading, amen, I want to talk to you from a subject entitled, Give the Ultimate Gift. Give love at Christmas time. Look at your neighbor and say, give the ultimate gift. Give love at Christmas time. Many of you, beloved, have already finished your Christmas shopping. And many of you are still undecided on the perfect gift to give. Like many of us, the commercialism of wrapping gifts, sitting around the big Christmas tree with decorative lights while chestnuts are roasting by an open fire, and the smell of food only cooked during Christmas time, and the right kind of eggnog, you know, that kind of eggnog that you drip and you have to catch it every now and then. The right kind of eggnog has already ushered in unto us that type of spirit during this season. Amen. Amen. But after all the gifts are wrapped, after all the stockings are stuffed, and after all the carols are sung, I submit to you, beloved, that as Christians, our work is not yet done. We must be willing to give the ultimate gift, not just at Christmas time, but we must be willing to give the ultimate gift 365 days out of the year. When we give the ultimate gift, every day should feel, like the song says, like a holiday. Thus, I would like to submit to you for a simple subject, give the ultimate gift. Give love at Christmas time. But to give the ultimate gift at Christmas time, one must be willing to follow God's example in the order of giving. For a simple thesis, I would like to suggest to you that you can't give the ultimate gift at Christmas time, or any other time for that matter, if you are unwillingly to sacrifice of yourself for the sake of others, and unwillingly to be happy for what God is birthing in somebody else's life. Let me say that again. You can't give the ultimate gift at Christmas time if you are unwilling to sacrifice of yourself and be happy for something that God is doing in somebody else's life. Let me prove it to you. It's right here in the text. As we engage or embark on my first point, I want to tell you that in order for you to give the ultimate gift at Christmas time, which is love, it will take sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Christmas is a time set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus' birth is a testimony of God's fulfilling his promise to save humanity. Thus, without the birth of Jesus, there would be no death on the cross. And without the death on the cross, there would be no price that have been paid or no salvation for all of humanity according to the biblical writings. Also, through Jesus' birth, God gives us a clear example of how one must give of oneself for the sake of others. Now, that's love. John puts it this way. And if you've been here for a while, you ought to know what I'm about to say. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but what have everlasting life. Now that's love.
Amen.
God shows us the ultimate gift that we must give, and that gift must be love. God shows us that the ultimate gift that anyone can give every day, not just one day, every day of the year, is love. Is love. Is love. But it takes sacrifice. Now, loving some folks can come easy. And it takes very little sacrifice at times to love these folks. But as all of you know, it takes a whole lot of sacrifice to love some other kind of folks. You know what I'm talking about. You know the folks who lie behind your back and smile in your face. It takes sacrifice to love them kind of folks. Those folks who dig ditches for you only to fall in it themselves. Them kind of folks that take sacrifice. Them folks who turn up their nose at whatever you do or whatever you don't do because it wasn't their idea or it wasn't their thought in the first place. Those kind of folks, it takes some extra kind of sacrifice to love. The folks who try to slander your good name to make themselves look good. Them folks who get in position and forget who supported them and got them where they are along the way. And those kind of folks, it takes a special kind of sacrifice to love. You know them folks. Some of y'all are sitting by some of them folks. Some of y'all know them folks because they're in your family. Some of y'all know them kind of folks because you work with them every day. I'm talking about them folks that is hard to love. But God is calling us to sacrifice and give the ultimate gift for Christmas time. And that gift is love. It's just downright hard to love some folks sometimes. But if we are going to give the ultimate gift, we must be willing to sacrifice ourselves and love even when it hurts. There is our sacrifice. Give the ultimate gift. Give love at Christmas time. Secondly, I want you to understand that in order for us to give the ultimate gift at Christmas time, we must be happy for what God is doing in somebody else's life. Let me say that again. In order for us to give the ultimate gift for Christmas time, we must be happy. We must rejoice. We must be glad for what God is doing in somebody else's life. Well, what do you mean? Let's look at the text. I like the Gospel of Luke when compared to other Gospels writings, because Luke is most notable for its narrative of the birth of Jesus and its relentless list for the marginalized and the oppressed people. I also like Luke's writing because of Luke's willingness to show how important it is to be happy for what God is birthing in somebody else. Jesus' birth narrative is shared with John's birth narratives in the Gospel of Luke. And when the pregnant mothers meet up with each other, the Bible says John, who is inside of Elizabeth, leaps in the womb. I'm not making this up. It's right here in the text. Elizabeth gets happy for what God is doing in Mary's life, and the baby leaps. What's leaping in your womb? Look at the person next to you. What's leaping in your womb? If they shared their testimony with you, could you be overflowed with joy and happiness just because of what God is doing in their life? What's leaping in your womb? When you look at your neighbor, are you happy for what God is birthing in them? Or are you disgruntled and dismayed and sad because it ain't you? Too many of us get mad because God is blessing somebody else. Amen. When in fact, the Bible teaches us that we ought to rejoice and what God is doing in somebody else's life. That just means God is in the position to bless you next. If you want to give the ultimate gift for Christmas time, you got to be willing to unwrap joy and blessings for somebody else's birthing of God's blessing. God shows us through Luke's writing that the ultimate gift was meant to be shared. Oh, let me say that again. The ultimate gift is meant to be shared. Love is a sharing characteristic to give, not to just hold to yourself. Amen. They got some folks out here don't love nobody. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter how they act, no matter if they open the door or not, some folks just won't love you just because of how you look. Amen. Or where you come from. Amen. Or what pastor you set up under. If we're going to give the ultimate gift, we must give love. Amen. Give it continuously. Amen. Not just at Christmas time, but 365 days out of the year. That's what God done for us. Amen. None of us would be here if it had not been for what God done through Jesus Christ. Right. Jesus coming down 42 generations, not only to be born, but to die on the cross, that he may go down and set the captive free, that he may extend into heaven and be raised by God with all power in his hand. If you go give something. Amen. At Christmas time, give love. That's the ultimate gift. It was not solely meant for one person alone. Wrapped in the ultimate gift is the willingness to share in someone else's happiness with no gain of your own. What if you don't give a present? But you see somebody else who was homeless and didn't have shoes, got now get shoes on their feet. What if you don't get a present? But somebody get a warm meal in their belly. What if you don't get a present? But somebody got a warm coat or a scarf. What if you don't get a present? But somebody got a roof over their head to sleep. What if you don't get a present this Christmas time? Can you rejoice in somebody else's blessing? Now that's love. That's unconditional love. That's unwavering love. That's unmerited love. That's love. And that's the kind of love that God gives to us. The mothers, beloved. The mothers genuinely was happy for one another. Y'all know that story, amen? That Zacharias was in the temple and the angel came and visited Zacharias and told Zacharias that he was going to have a son. The son, his name is going to be John. He's going to be the forerunner of Jesus, the Christ. Zacharias thought it would not happen because he was well in his old age. And the angel said, just because you didn't believe, you would be dumb and will not speak until the time or the fulfillment of your son's delivery. And in the sixth month, the Bible says in Luke, that Mary knocked on the door. And she was impregnated, and she was telling Elizabeth how the angel visited her too, and that she would bear a son, and the son wouldn't be named Jesus. And John leaps in the womb. The mothers were genuinely happy for one another to see each other. But what God was doing in their lives, in an individualistic and self-gratifying society, being genuinely happy for what God is doing for someone else in someone else's life and have no gain of their own is almost unheard of. You think I'm lying? Look at your president. Shut the whole government down because nobody won't give him money to build a wall to keep folks out who are looking for shelter, who are looking for an opportunity, the American way, to birth their dream. Look, if you think I'm lying, just look around your community. How doors are being shut on people who are coming back in society after they didn't serve their time. Look around and see what's going on. That being happy and genuinely caring for people and what's going on with their life is almost unheard of. But chapter 1 of Luke encouraged us through the birth narrative of Jesus to be happy for what God is birthing in other lives. Amen. In your gift giving, give the ultimate gift. Mm-hmm. Give love at Christmas time. I only had 2 points and I'm closing. Amen. Come here, Isaiah, and tell the people what time it is. And as the kids would sing, the reason for the season. Come here, Isaiah. and tell the people in Isaiah chapter 7 that therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Come here, prophet Isaiah. And tell the people how in chapter 9 that the reader read for you declares that unto us a child is born. And unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Priest, the Prince of Peace. Come here, Zechariah, the priest of the temple, and tell the people how the Lord looked around and made you speechless because you didn't believe that you were going to have a son, and his name was going to be John, and he was going to be the forerunner of the Savior of the world. Come here, Mary. Mary had a little lamb, and she knocked on the door of Elizabeth's house in the sixth month, amen, and told Elizabeth all of the things that was going on, and John leaped in the womb. Come here, Magi, who followed the star and gave gift to the baby Jesus, who was laid in the manger when there was no room in the inn. If you gonna give a gift, give the ultimate gift. Give love at Christmas time. Would you please stand and give the Lord a hand clap?